He talks about Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. Because although until this time, when we spoke about Torah Manas Shemayim, primarily the Rambam's focus was on Torah Shebichsav. Right? And as he pointed out, the idea of the psukim all being of equal significance, achas lo itam timna, shema Yisrael, and so on and so forth, and the whole idea of being meshabed yourself to Torah min hashamayim, the whole idea of the mareches, the framework of reality, which is, so to speak, shamayim, which is that of chayim, as opposed to a framework which is finite and ends, and the whole idea of bechira being the different type, the choosing between the two types of das, the das that follows the Torah and the das that follows aretz, etc. And that was what, but primarily that was focused on Torah shebichsav. And of course, the whole idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is called a mechoykek, who writes down exactly what he is told, also part of the Torah Shebichsav idea. However, we'll see Yesod Hashmini, the Rambam, Kol Al Yachad Es Amuna B'Torah Shebichsav V'Torah Shebal Peh. But the Rambam does include also Torah Shebal Peh, as he says, K'mokein Peirush HaTorah HaMakubal Gam Kami Peir Hagvura. The commentary on the Torah, right? Zesh anu oisim hayom mitavnis asuka velula veshoifer vetzitzis tefillin pashkevillin vezulosam, right? Hu baatzmoi hatavnis asher amar Hashem Yisbarach leMoshe, right? That all of these are done according to the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu described to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vu amar lanu vuhu neeman b'shichusoi. So he didn't write it. Hu amar lanu. He told us these things. He was mefarish these things. As we know in the whole Seder of the way it was given over, that the Rambam talks about in Pirush Mishnayos. Uvamaimer amoyre ala soida zehu ma shenema vayoyme moyshe bezois teidun ki Hashem shlachani lasos kol isim lev ki loyme libi. All these things you shall do, nothing is from Libby. So that means all the things that Moshe Rabbeinu told us. And of course we know from the Gemara there are various other allusions to the idea of Torah Shebal Peh, the most famous being the Gemara in Chulin, where it talks about V'zavachta mibkarach mitzoncha asher nosen lecha asher lakecha kasher tzivisicha. So you shall shecht of your bekarach mitzoncha kasher tzivisicha. And the Gemara says there's nowhere in the Chavdalos Sifrei Tanakh where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us how to shecht an animal. Zavachta, right? So the Gemara says, Melamed Shnitztave Moshe Al Peh, that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded on the Chamisha Hilchoi Shchita, the five halachas of Shchita, Shia Hagroma, etc., etc., and Kaasher Tzivisicha, Tosfos points out, is Notarikon Lomafreya of Ruboy Shel Echad Kamoihu, etc., of the trachea or the esophagus, and so on and so forth. Okay, but anyway, and the Torah often speaks of, actually it's a type of interest, Rav Kook in Midbar Shur, that's a sefer of his phenomenal sefer, it's a droshus, it's one of the most understandable Rav Kook's foreign, by the way, it's like, you know, it was written when he was in his early 20s, so after he was in Volozhin for a few years, so Chafetz Chaim implored him to become a Rav of a community, and he felt that Klal Yisrael, he should go out and become a Rav, so he became a Rav in a place called Bosk, I think he was 22, something like that. And then after is another place. And he gave droshes, and the droshes he gave, he wrote in a sefer called Midbar Shur. So it's amazing, amazing stuff. So one of the things he points out, that in Zechiras Amalek, so the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he comes along and says, K'soiv zois zikoram b'sefer, v'sim b'ozne Yeshua, k'macho emche es zecher Amalek. Okay. Shall I repeat it again? Say Zecher? No. Okay. So, it's interesting. It says there, K'soiv zois zikaron b'sefer. Write it in a book, and simba ozne Yeshua, and tell it into Yeshua's ears. So, what is very, very clear here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the idea of Mechias Amalek to be both b'sefer Torah Shebichsav and simba ozne Yeshua, also Torah Shebal Peh. So Rav Kook asked, why is there an emphasis on these two components here in Mechias Amalek? It's quite interesting that it should be that way. You don't find it in a lot of places, but here, Dafka. So he says that there are two, Klal Yisrael has two prime directives. You have no idea what I'm talking about. In Star Trek, they have what's called prime directives, which are the goal, like one of them is not to interfere in the local cultures, which they regularly trample on every episode almost. But there's other, the prime directives. I'm just saying this, Leonard Nimoy, passed away this week. For people of my age, he was an icon. Okay. Anyway, but basically, I shouldn't even mention this in utter, it's like it's too painful. But the prime directive of Klal Yisrael, right, he says there's two components. Number one is at Kedushas Atzman, our own Kedusha, to develop ourselves a Kvod Hashem and Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And secondly, to have an impact on the rest of the world. That, and to do this through, again, through showing the world what it is to be a holy person, a good person, etc. So he says the main task is really the Kedushas, the Kvod Hashem that we develop in and of ourselves, and secondary is actually what we can achieve for the whole rest of the world. Interesting, that's how he puts it. So he says that the Torah Shebal Peh is the exclusively Jewish component, because that is not something which the rest of the world has access to, because it's Baal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is that which the rest of the world has access to and can have an impact on the rest of the world. And he says, consequently, Amalek was opposed to us in both areas. Amalek wanted to oppose the Etzem Kedushas Klal Yisrael. They had there was just a feeling of hatred to the Etzem Kedushas Klal Yisrael. And secondly, they also opposed the fact that we should have any impact on the world whatsoever. So he says, therefore, both of, I mean, this is only a brief part of the drosha, but both of these things are represented specifically, right? Iksoiv Zosakaran Basefer, Simboz Ne Yeshua, you have to understand they're opposed to both of those components of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Fine. Anyway, so Torah Shebichsav v'chein Torah Shebalter nitrupi agvura be'inyi shenikra al derech hasheila dibur. Eder shebetorah shebichsav metoya ramba mesadibur kahachtova haya kmo soifer shemakriyon lo v'koisev. That's how he describes Torah Shebichsav as he's just writing down. He's told u'betorah shebalpe ba'al amoisha nevua shel perush v'hezber. V'gam nevua zu haisa brura l'loy safe k'torah shebichsav. So Yesh l'shol madua haramba ma'acher eshtei ha'emunas b'torah shebichsav shebal peh. L'chora nitan lahamin b'torah shebichtav v'lichfor chalila b'torah shebal peh. Achein ha'rambam hilchus tshuva mechalek emunas l'shay. If you look in hilchus tshuva, the Rambam does it as two separate issues. Shloisha hain ha'koifrim b'torah ha'omer she'en torah me'im Hashem afilu pasuk echad afilu teva achas imam ha'moisha amar p'yatzma ha'rez ha'koifrim b'torah v'chein ha'koifrim b'perusha v'u torah shebal peh v'amachish magideh k'gon tzadiku b'aisus. So here he sees it as two separate issues. A person could believe in Torah Shebichtav, but nevertheless, in his Ikra Emuna, he's listing it as one. So anyway, he says Biyanu v'shira koidem ki ein litvois es haTorah kegilui nosaf al hametzius. We don't understand the Torah as something additional to the reality of the world. Horas habos mil meila hechli zog, just the instructions of how to act in this reality. B'toira nishtanta hametzius atzma v'hu amda kegilui shel Torah. The Torah is actually expressing, we discussed this, the idea that the metzius of Torah is chavui, is hidden inside the metzius of the world, and the Torah is megale, that hidden metzius. Lefikach koach haksav shel haTorah ene nigmar b'kashu ninsa b'klaf b'aron kodesh mashmas haTorah shebichtav shi haSefer shel haMetzius. The Torah is the book of reality. It's not the reality you can see with your eyes necessarily, but it's a reality nonetheless. VaTorah shehi haMashmos dark haKodesh Baruch Hu noisin lanu haMetzius haKodesh Baruch Hu istakel b'Torah baras ha'olam lechen haTorah shehi haMashmos shaHashem Yisbarach nosin b'briya. So it's tfisas haMetzius haYichid. It knows the Torah is the explanation of the Metzius. So, I mean, the Briskers would take it to the extent that if you want to know why there is sunset, it's in order that because there's a halachic idea of shkia, right? But I mean, I don't know if you have to go that far, but what we're saying here is that the Torah is the explanation of the reality of the world. Right, Kol Misha, I mean, although I think it was attributed to Reb Chaim, he said, why is it that we feel a loyalty to our city? You know, I mean, everyone in Melbourne hates Sydney. Sydney, you know, they hate Melbourne, right? So you know, right, the same as probably New York, Chicago, that type of thing, right? Why do we feel loyal to our city? So the Briskers say, because there's a halacha, aniya ircha koidem. Since you have a halacha, you should give it. So therefore, that's a manifestation of that halacha. What comes first? right? So, like the Griz says, the Pasuk says in Shashirim, Chumilach Rayasi Yafasi Luchilach. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, arise, my beloved, let us go. Ki Avara Stav, right? The Hageshem Chalaf Halach Loi, the fall has passed, the rain is gone, right? Ace Hazamir Agia, etc., etc. And he tells Klal Yisrael, so the Medrash Rabbah and Shir Hashirim, on that Pasuk says, Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, say, now is the time to come out of Mitzrayim. Right? Why? Avarastav, Esazamirigia, Kolator Nishma Barsenu, and so on and so forth. So he says what we see from here is that it's wrong to think that the reason spring is considered a time of Geula is because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. It's the exact opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim because spring was the time of Geula. This is embedded in the reality of the world that Geula is at this time of the year. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, right, it's the time of the year for Geula, so now you can't. So really, the physical manifestation of that deeper spiritual Metzius is springtime. The historical manifestation of that deep Metzius is Mitzrayim, and so on and so forth. Right, and that's really what he's saying here. So the Torah is, and actually when, and he goes on to say, I think it's in the Griz on the Torah, or Beis Halevi, one of the two. I always get them confused. But he basically says that, you know, it could be that the Jews, like the Levim, who may have been keeping some of the Mihagim, the Mesoros of their ancestors, right? So we from Rashi, so lots of matzah, right? Because they kept, so matzah for them was a chok until that time. They come out of Mitzrayim, and now a lot of people say, oh, that's pshat. He says, not really pshat. It's just one. That's just one aspect of it. Now you understand there's a historical dimension to it, but it's really based on a deeper reality of the world that occurred actually even beforehand. That's how he's putting it. So that's the Metzius of the world. So just briefly, what he's going to say, and it's just like it's a interesting way of looking at it. The relationship of the Torah Shebichsav to the world is type of the relationship of the Torah Shebalpeh to the Torah Shebichsav. Because the Torah Shebichsav is explaining is the real reality of the world that we see, and that's the Torah is just revealing that. The Torah Shebal Peh is the I'm sorry.
That they stack up our
exactly, now. Right. But the Torah Shebal Peh is the revelation of the real Metzius of the Torah Shebichsav. Okay, so huh?
I mean, what is that transitive property? A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C.
Basically, you could say that, yeah. But and it's that type of relationship, which is so. Therefore, if I'm looking at the world, I want to know pshat in the world. Looking at the Torah, I'm looking at the Torah. I want to know pshat in the Torah. Torah Shebal Peh. So, right, okay. That's basically more or less what he's going to talk about. But we'll Be'ezer Hashem continue tomorrow. I like the decorations. Very nice. Very festive.